Tune in to this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I show you how to get the geolocation of your user's device with a single line of code. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Today, I'm going to show you how to use geolocation to get the geolocation of your user's device. This is a super nifty API that allows you to get the geolocation when your application is running. You can also query the last known location. This is super duper nifty where you don't need it this instance, and you can use a cached version. It returns super fast if your device already has it and saves on battery usage too. So this API, like I said, gets a last known location, or you can request a location update right now. So let's hop over to Visual Studio and see how to get started. Well, where I get started is the documentation. On docs.microsoft.com, you can laser focus in on Xamarin Essentials, where to get started, and browse through all of the feature guides. There is a little bit of setup since this is requiring some permissions to get geolocation. So let's head over to the geolocation documentation right here. Now, for geolocation, if you're on Android, iOS, or UWP, you're going to need to set a little bit of additional information in your app. So here for Android, we have a few different permissions. For iOS, same thing here. There's a key in your info.plist that you'll need to specify a specific reason or rationale when you submit your app to the App Store. And for UWP, you'll need to set the location and the capabilities of your AppX manifest. Now, to use the geolocation, it's super duper simple. There's a get last known location async, which again, like I mentioned earlier, gets the last known cache location. It could be null though, so in that case, there is no cache location. Or down here, you can also do a geolocation request using get location async and giving it a geolocation request. So let's go ahead and do this. So over in Visual Studio, the first thing I want to do is make sure I have Xamarin Essentials installed, which I have right here in all my projects, iOS, Android, my .NET Standard project, and any other applications such as UWP or Tizen. Now, this is an Android application that I'm going to show off first. So I want to make sure in my main activity over here, I've initialized Xamarin Essentials, and I've added the permission code. Now, if you did a file new project, all of this code was added for you automatically, but if you're adding Xamarin Essentials to an existing app, make sure you add this here. Now, in the setup code, there was a little bit of additional permission attributes that you needed to set up. I've added them here into my assembly info. This is saying that I need course and find location, but also I'm not requiring GPS to be on the device. And this is up to you whether you want to require it or not. And what this does is it filters it on Google Play or any other app store. So if you require this, what it will say is if your device does not have GPS, don't allow your users to install. So you decide what you want to have happen. We recommend false and then handle that in your source code of your app. But again, it's your app. So now over on this page, I have a very simple button and label. It says get location. You click it and you get the location, and then there'll be a label that will output some text. So over here, what we're going to do is go ahead and add a little bit of source code. So here I've added an async flag since this is asynchronous programming in action here. So I've added async void for this button click handler. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add a try catch over here. And we'll just say debug.WriteLine. And we'll say something is wrong. And we will go ahead and give it an exception. So let's put that in line here. And we'll say squiggly ex.message. That way, if for some reason there's an exception that occurs, maybe I don't have permission or the device doesn't have geolocation, I'll get an exception there. Now what we'll do is we will say var location equals await geolocation dot. And here that is in the Xamarin Essentials namespace. And I have a few different methods available. Get last known location, which IntelliCode is recommending I use first, and then get location. So let's go ahead and just use that first, get last known location async. And then what we saw earlier in the source code is that that would return null. So if this equals null, then I don't have a location. There's no cache location on my device. So then we're actually going to need to do a geolocation request. So here I'll say location equals await geolocation dot. And here, IntelliCode is recommending I use getLocationAsync. So let's go ahead and pass that in. And it's going to require a new geolocation request, which is some additional metadata that we can pass in when this request occurs. So on here, we have two different properties. One is desired accuracy. So here we can set medium, best, default, high, low. And this is how accurate or how precise that lock on the GPS needs to be. If you set it to high or best, it may take a long, long time and require triangulation of satellites and all that craziness that happens in geolocation. So based on your application, I usually recommend low or medium. So we're going to go for a medium here. And then also a timeout. Now, a timeout is a time span that we request. And I can say from seconds. So usually I'll say try to get a medium location lock for up to 30 seconds. And after 30 seconds, either return the result, or if you haven't, throw an exception. And that's it. That's literally it. Xamarin Essentials will handle all of the permission pop-ups and dialogues for you automatically, and that's honestly all the code you need. So if I go in and let's go here and do one more thing. If I say if location equals null again, we can say label location.text equals no GPS. Else, what we can do is label location.text. And I will then say, let's do location.latitude. And I can do then location.longitude. There we go. And there's a whole bunch of different information inside there, but I'll just output a little bit of text there. So that's it. I'm going to get that last known location. We'll add a breakpoint on top of here, and then we'll also do that geolocation request if it hasn't been doesn't have a cached one. So that breakpoint right there. Now I'm here in my simulator, or my emulator, I should say, for Android. Now, it's also important that you can set the location of your device, and if it, for some reason, times out, it's good to send it to your device first. You can set a specific one based on your needs. You can even upload GPS playback data, too. So here I'm going to go into geolocation. I'm going to hit get location, and now I will hit that breakpoint. So here, inside this application, when we request it, it's going to pop up my permission dialog for me. So we can see that I hit that get last known location, I'm waiting for it to come back, and I'll hit allow. If I hit deny, I would get a permission exception. But over here now, if we come back into our code, we can see that we have a full cache location. You could determine based on the timestamp or information provided here if you want to query it, if it's too old for you or not, or you could just continue on. So now when we look at our application, we can see, boom, we have the latitude and longitude of our application that we had specified. That's it. That easy to add that geolocation information. If I do the same thing for my iOS application, I have my iPhone simulator here. The difference is when I'm on the iOS simulator, so let's go ahead and launch it on my iPhone simulator. So the application will recompile, and I have my iPhone simulator right here. Now, I want to mention that it is a little bit different on iOS versus Android. Where Android, we were able to specify a location, a latitude and longitude. Here, I can say a city run, bicycle ride, or the Apple location. You want to set this every single time you use it. So here, I'm going to go into my geolocation. Again, I'm going to say get geolocation. I'll hit a breakpoint, continue on in my application. Here, this is where the iOS permission comes up. And your users have the ability to use while you're using the app, or only once, or don't allow at all. We're going to say allow while using the app. This is going to try to query the cache location, which it has. We'll continue on, and now we have the geolocation right there. And that's it. In just a few lines of code, We gathered our cache location and optionally queried the system for a brand new geolocation with just a few lines of code with Xamarin Essentials. I hope that you found this Essential API of the Week handy, and if so, hit like, subscribe, and do all the things that I always tell you to do at the end of every single video. And thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.